This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, this morning, President Trump took to Twitter and says, why did the Obama administration start an investigation into the Trump campaign long before the election in November, wanting to discredit so Crooked H would win, unprecedented, bigger than Watergate? Plus, Obama did nothing about Russian meddling. Yet here is Robert Mueller continuing his investigation into Trump and collusion. Moving on from Russia to Saudi Arabia, here's Alex Jones breaking it down.
We could not understand why the Trump administration was so firmly taking the Saudi side in this dispute.
They're 80% of Islam. Mecca's based there. They run the whole thing. They're running it. So you go to who is in charge to stop it. Robert Mueller has moved on from Russiagate to now investigating Saudi influence and Chinese influence. And I'm going to play the part about Saudi influence. And they go, and Trump's under criminal investigation. I thought it was about Russians. Why did Trump go to Saudi Arabia instead of Qatar or the UAE? Because Saudi Arabia runs the whole Middle East except for Iran. It runs 80% of Islam, the Sunnis. They were the ones funding ISIS and funding the Democrats. They arrested thousands of the ruling class who were funding the deep state here. Trump went there to cut the funding off, short of having a war with Saudi Arabia. And the king was so blown away by the president there knowing everything, all his briefings with General Flynn and other generals that sent Flynn, whose names I'm not supposed to say, some of the former heads of the and president's advisors. I'm just letting the deep state know I know all of it. That was brought, and then ISIS crumbled. And it helped Russia defeat ISIS and the U.S. military. That's how you do it. Why have a war if you can go to the Saudi king and go, I know you're threatened by internal groups using ISIS to control you? Because the Saudis, some of them don't like to see them. They want to just, you know, be successful and not be radical Islam. Now they're reforming. Women can drive cars. Women can have jobs. Hijabs may come off. Trump went and said, you know, I can overthrow you right now. Stop it. And they made a deal. That isn't spun into being anti-American. You know, we're Saudi agents.
Investigators want to know if
we're all we're anyone's agents but us.
The UAE to buy political favor or influence with the Trump campaign through campaign money. The businessman George Nader, the Times reports, was a frequent visitor to the Trump White House in 2017. Advised top Trump aides on Middle East policy ahead of the president's visit to Saudi Arabia last year. And Nader has been a sort of advisor to one of the leaders of the UAE. Now, the special counsel is interviewing witnesses about Emirati influence and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner's family business ties to the Middle East.
Like, if you wanted to end World War II before it started, you'd go to Hitler. Owen, this is Twilight Zone now.
Well, think about it. Just like Russia, who was it?
No. It was never Russia. It was Saudi collusion.
But it was.
No, we're going to arrest Trump for Saudi collusion.
But who actually colluded with the Saudis? Okay, you're
Hillary.
Exactly. So they take everything that Hillary.
He was there cutting off their funding.
So does this once again, though? But does this show? I mean, what does this show about Mueller? Does this show that Mueller is covering for Hillary? I mean, because that is just so weird. I mean, why all of a sudden is Mueller looking into Saudi Arabia? Like, what's going on with that?
All we know is, why did he go to Saudi Arabia? It's only the most powerful country in the Middle East, not Israel. Israel has nukes, but financially, Saudi Arabia.
Here's another incredible angle. This wasn't even news. People have been colluding with Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Well, they call the president under the Constitution can make any deal he wants. Then if you want to impeach him, that's fine, but he has that power. I can imagine what he's going through behind the scenes. I can just imagine. There's evidence of Russian collusion with Hillary. Well, we know that. It's confirmed. Mueller and Comey separately ordered stand downs when she was Secretary of State under Obama and when she was co-president back in the 90s with Bill Clinton.
These witnesses have already left the department, which means the inspector general does not have jurisdiction. And there are other agencies like the State Department where Michael Horowitz at DOJ has no jurisdiction whatsoever. Maria, over the weekend, I counted up almost two dozen witnesses that the inspector general would not have access to were he alone conducting this investigation. So I think we're trending perhaps towards another special counsel because of this unique fact pattern and the fact that there are witnesses outside the reach.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Cylinders, fire, blast away. Welcome to the Info War. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex Jones. We're going to be hearing from Alex at the bottom of the hour. Stacks of news coming in, reports coming in, specials breaking, a huge, huge interview with Ted Nugent that InfoWars is going to have the exclusive on here soon. We've got some clips of that. But I'm not sure what the biggest news is right now, because you've got the tech left trying to censor free speech, censor conservatives. On top of that now, you have conservatives being doxxed by, we can only estimate what is the radical left. Michael Savage has all of his secret homes, quote unquote, visited by political operatives in the last 3 days. How did they get that information? You had the Huffington Post dox a Florida teacher who has a podcast that she's just, you know, a conservative free thinker. I went and I listened to it, very libertarian ideas. But she's a white nationalist, so the HuffPost doxes her, and now her job is probably in jeopardy. And then we've got all these video clips that we're going to play today. Whenever InfoWars goes out in the streets, whether it's myself or Jake Lloyd or Millie Weaver, we get spit at, we get assaulted, we get shoved. There's this one weird tactic that the left does where they just, like, come up to you and they kind of just, like, shove their butt into you. I don't know. It's really weird. And so this is what we deal with. But this is why they're trying to censor our channel. So you've got that huge story, the censorship, attacking free speech, attacking the Second Amendment. But then you've got President Trump this morning tweeting out about the Obama administration's illegal spying, saying it's bigger than Watergate. Now, this is true. It is bigger than Watergate. We've got all the evidence. We know who colluded with Russia. And so now Mueller is taking his investigation into a different direction and looking at Saudi Arabia, looking in that direction. And there's nothing there except more Hillary crimes to cover up. So you see this from President Trump, and his base scratches their heads and says, well, why aren't we doing something? Why aren't people being arrested? Why isn't Obama being hauled in front of a committee for a hearing right now? Why isn't that going on? Why aren't people hauling in these FISA judges, asking them questions? Did they try to hide the fact this was opposition research paid for by Hillary Clinton? See, it's think about it. The left gets to start violence at Trump rallies. They get caught by Project Veritas. Bob Cramer gets fired. Aaron Black gets exposed. The left gets to censor you on social media, whether it be Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or Google, ringing up their algorithms. The left gets to collude with Russia to make up opposition research that's then used to slander and libel President Trump. And this is all, this is what the left, all being done by the political left right now. But a conservative is a Nazi or a white nationalist if they want a border. This is madness. This is chaos. This is 1984. This is mental illness is what it is. I mean, you want to talk about mental illness. You've got leading stories. If feces on the streets of San Francisco isn't enough for you, you go over to the East Coast in New York City, and there's going to be some pervert on the subway jacking off. So that's a story now out of New York, while you've got piles of feces in San Francisco. Democrat-run cities. It's mental illness. And it just all happens to be on the political left right now. So YouTube has... We've gone from one strike to two strikes to three strikes to two strikes to one strike, basically in the last 24 or 48 hours. Drudge is still covering it. YouTube hits InfoWars with third strike as fight goes nuclear. Links to our story at InfoWars.com. Then you've got Dix is now purging pro-gun patriotic merchandise. So I guess if you want to, you know, buy a T-shirt that has a American flag on it, you know, don't go to Dick's because that's patriotic merchandise. You can't have that. Or I don't know, maybe there's like a flag T-shirt with like a Mon Labe or like a rifle on it or something. Nope, you can't do that either. No. Like I said earlier, you've got a Florida teacher accused of having a white nationalist podcast, just a conservative podcast. She gets doxxed by the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post over there doxes a Florida teacher for having a conservative podcast. Because, you know, you're not allowed to have a free speech if you're a conservative. If you're a liberal, if you're a good liberal, and you are making death threats to conservatives and making death threats to the president and having death threats in your music videos and your plays and everything, that's just a good liberal. See, it's a good liberal to have a play called Kill Climate Deniers. You see, this is the hatred of the left. The left is honestly a death cult. That's not just rhetoric. There's a reason why they pretend to kill Donald Trump in their music videos and their art and their plays. There's a reason why they have a play called Kill Climate Deniers. That's what they want to do. They want to kill you. But even this is a misnomer. See, do you see how they twist things? This is 1984. They are the climate deniers. They are the ones that deny science. They make up formulas and then say that proves global warming. There is no science. From the very beginning, who they dub a climate denier were the ones that said, no, this is climate. This is climate change. This is what happens. So we say climate change. They say man-made global warming. Now you got record snowfall, record cold temperatures, nor'easters everywhere. And so they have to take a step back from saying man-made global warming because that's obviously fake news. Now they look like idiots on that. They get exposed rigging the temperatures. So now they just say man-made climate change. And if you don't think it's man-made, then you're a climate denier. And if you are a climate denier, well, then we have to kill you. And it doesn't stop there. They're going to want to kill you if you're a Christian. They're going to kill you if you're a nationalist, a conservative. I mean, this is what it's all about. That's why they want to just censor everything. They say they're about free speech, and then they censor everything that opposes their views. They say that they're for life and love and life. Oh, it's so good. But then they abort babies. They hate you. Another big story that's on InfoWars.com from Leo Zagami. We're reaching out to him right now. Italy's 2018 rigged elections. Italy will most likely remain in the hands of the left-wing Mondialists sponsored and manipulated by George Soros. Trying to get Leo on to talk about that. Not to mention, you've got this breaking news where the Vatican is essentially being blackmailed by a escort who's saying that there's at least 40 gay priests in the Vatican and drugs, prostitution, blackmail. So that's all developing right now as well. Leo Zagami is the expert to talk about on all that. Like I said, I'm going to have the clips. We're going to have some clips of videos that they want banned. But, folks, we are truly all under attack here. And if they can take down InfoWars, they can take down everybody. And CNN is behind a lot of this. And I theorize that CNN is going and flagging our videos. Or you know, the Brian Stelters at CNN have nothing better to do. So we have just extended the Paul Revere special to the Defeat CNN to Crush InfoWars special. So the Defeat CNN to Crush InfoWars special. So if you want to defeat CNN, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of our huge specials. Free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. And then 50% off some of the most popular products like Super Male Vitality, The Real Red Pill, Biome Defense, and True Way. And then you've got specials on another top seller like Brain Force. 80% off some of the apparel right now. And again, free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. So for big-ticket items like emergency food supplies and the air filters and the water filters, take advantage of the free shipping because you get big savings on that. All right, on the other side, we're going to go to some of these viral videos on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. This is the reason why they want us banned. Nobody else will do what we do.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. We're going to be hearing from Alex at the bottom of the hour. He's got some breaking news to cover. Now, what I want to do in this segment and the next is to play some of the videos that we feature on the Alex Jones channel here that you're just not going to get anywhere else. We go out on the street and we offer the Trump protesters, the liberals, the protesters, the women marchers, a platform. And we give them a microphone and we say, hey, what's on your mind? Why are you out here protesting? What do you think about this issue? What do you think about this? And we experience pretty much the same thing every time. Either they're completely clueless, they're ignorant, they have no idea what they're doing there, or they're hateful, they're violent, and they're disgusting. So this first video that we're going to go to, Jake Lloyd goes to UT to file a man on the street, where I'm convinced now, it used to be we could go out and actually do a report and not just be harassed the whole time. We've kind of passed that threshold now. And I think that UT has, like, lookouts or something. And whenever we go to UT's campus now, they have, like, an email chain or something, and they inform people. And then they go out and they seek us out so that they can try to disrupt our videos. But that's fine, because, please, it's great content. So please let the crazy liberals know when we go to UT, and please come embarrass yourself so that we can get videos like this. So these are the types of videos that they want banned from YouTube because it shows the left for who they really are. So here's Jake Lloyd going to UT just trying to shoot a video, ask people what they think about issues when he's rudely disrupted by some liberal protesters.
Oh my gosh, why are you wearing a mask? Why are you wearing a mask? You know who wears masks? Criminals wear masks. People about ready to commit a crime, that's who wears masks.
That's right.
Okay.
The Democrat Party is the party of criminals. Still being run by Hillary Clinton, one of the biggest of all time.
Oh, wrong side. All right. You're blocking the wrong side of the phone there. Let's go, guys. Let's go.
So here's Jake Lloyd. He can't even film this or report. His cameraman's getting shoved.
Run off with that.
Oh,
shit.
No.
Yeah, then they run away.
Please stop touching us.
Can you not, though?
Please stop. Can I not?
This is what they do. They get up in your face and they either rub like their body on you like some weird fetish, or they shove their sign in your face, and then you fight back and you're like, hey, get off me. And they're like, whoa, what are you doing? You're out of control.
Losers like to assault people.
I understand, but, like, this is also, like, a school environment, and, like, from no one...
Yeah, we're trying to engage in political discourse, and we have people like this guy coming up and assaulting
school
people.
Environment. You're not allowed to have free speech. School environment. No free speech here. School environment.
That's a lie.
School environment.
No, it's not. I shoved him. You grabbed the fucking wire. Tried to pull it out of my hand.
Oh, yeah.
I shoved him off.
Yeah, that's a tactic
that's
they always try to do, is they rip our wires.
We started it, but that's fine. We
like the chicken man.
Yeah, so, anyways... Until the police can get here, we're going to describe this. We're going to keep trying to talk to people and see if anybody wants to talk to us. Oh. Oh, okay.
I just heard them plug Supermail Vitality.
We were having so much
50%
fun.
50% off right now.
We were actually having productive. We were actually, like, kind of had, like, a little cute thing going on here, and then people want to come up and have an issue. So, Jake Lloyd back again for Infowars.com. We had to take a little break there for just a moment.
So there you go. So there's one example. Again, Jake just goes out. He's trying to shoot a man on the street saying, hey, I think he was trying to talk about gun control in this one or Trump or something. I don't remember. And they just show up. They shove their signs. And then, you know what? We might have to pull this video. If you've ever heard of Fleckus Talks, all of these protesters, he asked them if they vote. None of them even vote. They don't even vote. I guarantee you those people out there carrying those signs don't even vote. They probably don't even know anything about those candidates. But regardless, that's what happens. Jake Lloyd just goes out, and because he has an InfoWars mic flag, he's the bad guy. Jake Lloyd, oh, it's an InfoWars reporter. Get him. Get him. Go shove a sign in. Go shove a sign in his face. We're for free speech. Go stop his right to free speech. We're loving and tolerant. Let's go like weird fetishly rub our butt on him. I'm telling you, it's the weirdest thing. Ask anybody who goes to these things. They all do the same thing. Now, there was another, well, this was a march for Trump in Austin, Texas this weekend that I attended. And there were, again, some radical commies that showed up to try to disrupt things. Here's a video of one of them getting arrested.
Look at this lady. No. You know this lady. You know her. You know
her. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
How are you today, ma'am?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you have a sign. Why don't you execute your free speech?
I feel bad for that
woman.
Hey,
how's your day been?
You may recognize her from other viral videos.
Hey, how's your day been?
Wow.
How's your pirate radio show?
This is the guy.
You the one that took it down? Did you destroy that tower?
Hmm.
Wait, was that you?
Hmm.
Tower wasn't destroyed, dude.
Oh, okay. Here's some other.
That guy got in a fight earlier.
Are you guys protesting Trump today?
That's why he has glasses on. He had a huge black eye.
Alt, right, delete. All right. Don't want to talk. I think that's pretty much it, though. Here. Hold on.
That lady was pointing him out.
Hold on. We got another Trump protester here. Here, sir, Trump protester. Look at all the Trump protesters on the street. We got a Trump protester. Anything, sir? Anything? No? Trump protester, sir? No? Nothing? No? Nothing from the Trump protesters. I thought the Trump protesters would want to talk.
They never do.
That's funny. All right. Let's speed up the pace here.
How was that? I didn't think it was worth it. I just...
Well, that's true.
Right over there.
Okay. We got some communist Antifa protesters here. We saw that guy back there.
You see the rainbow flag up there?
Rainbow flag? I see a sign. Usually, oh, there they are. Okay. Oh, wow. We got some wild ones.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they all had their faces covered as usual.
Okay, let's check this out. All right, so here's the police here maintaining a line.
You see all
between
those protesters in the street,
marchers,
though?
And they're... Hey, this is what you call keep Austin weird. No. This is what
you
call keep
Austin
weird.
Wait till you see
who's
in this video. Oh my, I can't believe I'm reliving this right now. This is like weird for me. Look at this. This is what I had to deal with.
One's getting arrested. Here, come here, quick, quick. We got a protester getting arrested now. See if you can get a shot of this. Oh, we're getting blocked here. Yeah, I'm on you.
I do believe that this was the only arrest from the march.
Arrested right now.
There he is.
He's got his face covered.
Face covered, helmet on. Wearing all black.
Apparently,
Black Lives Matter shirt.
And white over here.
What is it? All race? What does his shirt say? No, he doesn't know.
So there's one down.
If you've got a whole paragraph on the front of your shirt,
right.
Good luck.
We're being told to keep moving now.
All right. So there you go. Right. So there's an example of some of the stuff. Oh my gosh. If you follow our videos, and we're gonna play more of these later. We're actually about to be joined by Leo Zagami here coming up in the next segment for half an hour to talk about his newest article on the Italian elections, as well as the blackmail supposedly that's being sent to the Vatican right now. But we're gonna have more of those videos. But there was this, I'm telling you, actually having to like watch that and relive it, it's like eerie, man. I mean, those people are really just sad. The one woman, you'll recognize the one woman, she's been in a viral video. She's like totally soul sucked. You feel bad for her. And then you've got this other woman, the famous woman who makes fart noises with her mouth. She was back out on Saturday. She was still making fart noises with her mouth, but she added the clown costume this time. You see, she wasn't crazy enough with just making the fart noises. Now she wants to be a clown that makes fart noises. I mean, they're really ratcheting it up. When they go high, I mean, they go high, baby.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We'll be hearing from Alex in the next segment. In this segment, though, I'm joined by Leo Zagami, He has just published the article on Infowars.com, Italy's 2018 rigged elections. He's going to be breaking this down with us right now. Leo, thank you so much for joining us on short notice today.
Hello, everybody. It's actually my birthday, so I guess...
Oh, well, happy birthday.
A pleasant surprise on both sides. And I hope to give you the latest information on what apparently is... A rigged election from the start. I mean, they worked for over a year on placing this new voting system called Rosatellum, and basically they have done something that is only facilitating the possibility to maintain the same positions, maybe activating some new alliances in the process, because there is a limit of 40% that is required to each party or coalition for having the governability of Italy and establishing a new government. As 40% in a proportional system with many parties is almost impossible, these elections are basically rigged. And they have also, part of this electoral system has been built in a way that you're not really capable as a candidate to have your own independence, because the party is just getting those ones who are already in their, let's say, in the process, in the same Italian process, chosen from on top. And they don't have to necessarily be from the same party. In fact, in communist Bologna, in left-wing Bologna, an ex-Christian Democrat like Ferdinando Casini, who is the favorite politician of Pope Francis, was re-elected thanks to a left-wing party. That would be impossible to even imagine 40 or 50 years ago, when the Christian Democrats and the communists were fighting against each other. Then we had also the re-election, for example, of an old Berlusconi politician called Lorenzin, who was the minister for Matteo Renzi, and she was also re-elected by rigging the system in Modena. So we have also in Milan, for example, a whole area which of Milan where the electorate, of course, was pushed to vote for the people chosen by George Soros, because George Soros has been really present in these Italian elections. And what people from the international media tend to ignore is that even the so-called revolutionaries of these elections, the Five Star Movement, who have become the first party in Italy with 30% of the votes, have actually already chose a minister for their economy who works for the open democracy and for the open society of George Soros. So they might now force a sort of coalition between all the factions that are under George Soros in the left wing, and come up with probably another government by the same people, more or less. There is even the possibility that the present prime minister, who is Paolo Gentiloni, will stay in his place for a second mandate. So these elections, which of course have seen a rise in the populist vote, because the Northern League has risen so high in the coalition that was led by Berlusconi, that basically Berlusconi now is not anymore the leader of this coalition, but is Matteo Salvini. And Matteo Salvini has just gone a few minutes ago to visit Silvio Berlusconi in his villa, apparently staying only for a little while. And this is a sign of a very tense situation, because behind the scenes, like I wrote also in a recent article, Matteo Salvini, of course, is a typical far-right populist that is working for the sovereignty of Italy. While instead, Berlusconi behind the scenes might have struck a secret deal with Matteo Renzi. However, now the Democrat leader in Italy, which is Matteo Renzi, which is of course a tool of the Clinton Foundation, of George Soros, he is about to be kicked out of his own party. But they have been waiting now for his resignations for hours, And this resignation, of course, has been is being delayed and delayed longer and longer times for giving this resignation, which of course is inevitable, but because behind the scenes, apparently, there is the possibility that the Five Star Movement strikes a deal with the left wing of George Soros and part of the Democrat Party. And in that case, they will have the majority of the House, and they will be able to establish this new government that, in any case, is ruled by George Soros, who will continue to flood Italy with immigrants, who will continue with his demented policies. So, in the end, nothing will really change. What I think is very sad out of these Italian elections is that the Italians wasted 400 million euros for organizing these elections, and it was a complete farce, meaning they had devised this new anti-fraudulent system, but it was a fiasco.
Well, it seems to me that the Rosatellum system that you're talking about is really just in opposition to stop any grassroots movements from having any political grounds. Again, the story is on Infowars.com. You also get into a role of Steve Bannon in these elections as well. Again, all of that is in the story at Infowars.com. But Leo, before we go here, we got just over 2 minutes left. I'm sure that you've heard about the blackmail scandal that is enveloping the Vatican right now, with a male escort who's saying that at least 40 gay priests were sent to the Vatican. What can you tell us about this? What do you know about this?
Well, this story is very important because apparently this male escort has saved around 50 screenshots of all his partners in the Catholic Church. So he has evidence with these screenshots of all the requests that he was getting. Some of the requests are outrageous. I mean, a group of monks invited him to their monastery in the middle of a forest so he could be a passive partner to their sexual exploitations. And he said, well, I hope you're passive. We are free monks. We want to invite you for this gay orgy. And this is only one of the many things that comes out of this scandal involving this male escort. The situation is very tense, because there is a possibility that this male escort might really need a few bodyguards to stay alive, because with the amount of information that he could bring out, he could definitely put in trouble a lot of people. Here we're not talking only about Catholic priests, but also cardinals, bishops, and the hierarchy of the Vatican, of course, is very scared of all this.
And of course, this is all kind of right on the heels of the number two to the Pope, who is also enveloped in a scandal as well. I mean, how does the Vatican deal with this? How is the Vatican dealing with this? I mean, this is serious stuff, serious allegations. I'm not hearing about any reform. I'm not hearing the Pope address this. I mean, are they just trying to brush it under the rug?
Absolutely, Owen. And there is even another scandal that has come out in the last few days regarding a priest who was condemned by the Italian authorities, but the Vatican, since last week, reinstalled him so he could preach Mass, he could celebrate Mass. So this is really scandalous, and of course all this is in the Italian media has been sided on, is being put cleverly on the side during these elections, which of course are taking the majority of the space, even if they are completely rigged and we know that nothing will change.
All right, Leo Zagami, thank you so much for your time. Again, the story, Italy's 2018 rigged elections by Leo Zagami, is on Infowars.com right now. I say the Vatican, I mean, we need serious reformation. The Pope is a joke. The halls and the basements and the dwellings of the Vatican need to be investigated. What kind of secret history does the Vatican know?
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people are saying, oh, the president was just joking. I could give you a list of a thousand things where they claimed the president was joking afterwards. And if there was laughter, there was laughter. People made uncomfortable. But there are statements in the past that Donald Trump has made where he has praised Xi for consolidating power. China has become more and more autocratic over the past 6 months to a year. He's made conscious moves to become more and more autocratic. You have Donald Trump praising Erdogan when he consolidates
Duterte
when he goes out and extrajudicial. This is important, though. When Republicans, Gene, are just saying it's just a joke, or when Republicans ignore the fact that this man is talking about being president for life, if they think that Donald Trump is joking, then they're fools.
Alex Jones here on the road with two really important points I want to make. In a moment, I'll get into CNN's claim and now MSNBC's claim via Joe Scarborough that President Trump wants to be a dictator. We'll get to that in a moment. first off, I just really want to upfront thank all the listeners and viewers and supporters and activists and pro-liberty people out there that have taken action the last 2 weeks while InfoWars has been under massive boycotts, massive hack attacks, massive disinformation campaigns, false EEOC complaints filed via Hillary Clinton's former lawyer. The list goes on and on. And because of your steadfastness and your support and standing beside us and standing with us, InfoWars is moving forward through this unprecedented barrage and attack and are maintaining our current trajectory to expand in the face of the globalists. But your support has just come in right at where we needed it. So I want to thank you all. I want to thank the local radio stations, the TV stations, everybody. One area that has expanded under the attack is the number of TV stations and radio stations contacting us to pick up the broadcast. We have been deluged the last few months, but now it has reached really an amazing deluge with the crew that we've got, two great men working on taking all your calls and signing all the affiliate relations agreements. But I want to make it clear, for television, we are free to air. You can play over all the ads. You name it, UHF, VHF cable, you name it. We are here for you. Infowars.com/show has links to the affiliate page and the contact information. Now, that said, we've had Hillary Clinton's former, not just lawyer, but her former assistant lawyer when he got out of Georgetown and then worked for the State Department. He is quarterbacking the complete fiction filings that we are completely confident will be disintegrated in court and that we will be totally vindicated and then take action after that, because we have to set the precedent that you can't just absolutely, you know, tell unbelievable lies about us and get away with it. That sets the precedent for not just us to be defamed for political purposes, but others. So, again, that's a serious fight coming up, and that takes major funds. So we appreciate all of you supporting us. We've got the biggest sales ever extended right through this week that we had last week, the Paul Revere Defend Free Speech, Defend the Internet, Defend the Second Amendment broadcast. And that's going to extend those sales. Good to see my sweet little daughter back there, 10 months old now. Didn't she just turn 10 months a few days ago, baby? I don't know if she does, yeah. So we've got all that going. That's today. Yeah, told you. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, where was I before we had my little sweetheart chiming in? Oh, I was getting into, we're having these big sales in defense of the Second Amendment, defense of free speech, defense of the Internet, and you can see how it is going on big time, and they can't stand the fact that you continue to support us, that you continue to pray for us, that you continue to take action. Now, that said, let's get to the latest disinfo, not against us, but against Trump. Oh, but let me add one other point on that issue. It's incredible. I'm not even going to give these so-called journalists any attention. But without looking, I saw three different publications last night and this morning. Three different publications that said that I totally made it up. YouTube isn't trying to bring me down. Nobody's filing false complaints. There are no strikes. There have been 5 strikes in 10 days. Now, they've removed all but one of them, but 3 of those would bring us down. We had 3 strikes as of Saturday, but the account was still there. I called some of our sources inside YouTube, and they went and looked at it, and they said, yeah, this is really weird. Just like some of your strikes have disappeared, but it doesn't even say that they accepted your appeal. This is very unusual. There's 3 strikes sitting here. Maybe it's under review, but a lot of times it'll just roll over in a few hours and hasn't rolled over yet, and then you'll be deleted. Last night I saw 2 articles. This morning I saw another one saying I made it up. CNN 10 days ago didn't say they were filing complaints to get us taken down. There weren't thousands of news articles saying that the last 10 days. There's not CNN going out and trying to stop Neil Strauss from working with me to publish a book on CNN money. There's not CNN contacting a bunch of the so-called sponsors on YouTube that really weren't even sponsors and getting them to pull advertising to create this precedent that I'm collapsing. None of that happened because a particular BuzzFeed writer says so, and he talked to somebody that hasn't worked at our office in 2 years. Now, that's journalism. We talked to someone that worked there 2 years ago, and they say YouTube didn't talk to Jones. That's funny. That's really, really funny. That person never had any contact with any of our YouTube accounts. Had nothing to do with it. I mean, that is next level. I saw two other articles just saying, so see, they haven't succeeded in taking us down. You know, they're fighting hard. They're all over the news. And so now they're just saying that it's all made up. It's all a hoax. That's how stupid they think you are. Now, continuing. They were always saying that President Trump wasn't really running for president. It was all a stunt. Well, that's why he's announced he's running for a second term, because it's all a stunt. He never wanted to be president. Yeah, right. All right, finishing this transmission. I got a call that interrupted me. The point is that they always said that President Trump didn't want to run for president, and it was all a big hoax. Despite all the money he spent, the time, the energy. They said his wife didn't want to do it. I've talked to people behind the scenes. Trump's been totally committed from the beginning, really believes in what he's doing. Now, that said, remember, they all said, CNN, you name it, that he never wanted to be president. Well, now he announces 980-something days out that he wants to be president. And he wants to run for a second term. And then he's speaking at Mar-a-Lago a few days ago. And I remember seeing the CNN article about it, but I actually went and looked at some of the other articles about folks that were actually there. And he was joking about the Chinese president getting rid of term limits and basically becoming a dictator because he's already elected by the Communist Party. And in other accounts, they said that everybody laughed. He was telling jokes. Even the CNN report says he was telling jokes. But they still acted like it was serious. Now, people like Scarborough, Mr. Disinformation, who said he never wanted to be president, who said Trump was a fraud, he comes out and says Trump's serious and wants to be a dictator. Well, if Trump did get rid of term limits, and then he was elected by U.S. citizens, that would mean we got rid of term limits for the presidency, like we don't have for the Congress. He wouldn't be a dictator, he'd be elected. But here's the key. Trump has said he wants to do it in one term if he could, and fix the country and leave, or he'd do it in two. But he'll be 79 years old when he leaves office if he gets a second term. 79. He got into office at 71. Okay? So, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a complete fraud. He was joking, and that shows how you can't even joke with these people because they spin everything. Bill Clinton said things would be a lot easier if I was a dictator, just so long as I'm the dictator, and so did Obama, so did a bunch of Bush, a bunch of them said that. But with Trump, he's transferring power back to the people, taking it away from the globalists, taking it away from the dictatorial TPP, taking it away from the dictatorial EU that's unelected. China is run by a communist dictatorship. The EU is an unelected dictatorship. The Democrats are the ones that want to bring in total tyranny and ban free speech. They're the authoritarians. And so their claims of pushing all this are a total and complete abject fraud. All right, again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to salute you, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Please support our local affiliates, TV affiliates, radio affiliates. They are so critical. Please spread the word. And please understand the fight to censor us is ongoing, but they're censoring everybody. And they backed down the last few days, but then SPLC operatives that run YouTube now are coming back in and still doing the strikes. So this ongoing saga is going to be ongoing. They're just hoping to confuse everybody and keep manipulating things until you guys just give up and stop paying attention. And that's how freedom dies, is in the dark. So there's an information war going on. It's who wants to fight the distance, who wants to go the 12 rounds. We're winning right now in round 7, but it's a close one. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. If you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.